Genesis chapter 26. And when a famine came in the land, after that barrenness which had happened in the days of Abraham, Isaac went to Abimelech king of the Philistines to Gerara. And the Lord appeared to him and said, Go not down into Egypt, but stay in the land that I shall tell thee, and sojourn in it. And I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For to thee and to thy seed I will give all these countries, to fulfill the oath which I swore to Abraham thy father. And I will multiply thy seed like the stars of heaven, and I will give to thy posterity all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my precepts and commandments, and observed my ceremonies and laws. So Isaac abode in Gerara, and when he was asked by the men of that place concerning his wife, he answered, She is my sister. For he was afraid to confess that she was his wife, thinking lest perhaps they would like him because of her beauty. And when very many days were passed, and he abode there, Abimelech king of the Philistines, looking out through a window, saw him playing with Rebekah his wife, and calling for him, he said, It is evident she is thy wife. Why didst thou feign her to be thy sister? He answered, I feared lest I should die for her sake. And Abimelech said, Why hadst thou deceived us? Some man of the people might have lain with thy wife, and thou hadst brought upon us a great sin. And he commanded all the people, saying, He that shall touch this man's wife shall surely be put to death. And Isaac sowed in that land, and he found that same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him, and the man was enriched. And he went on prospering and increasing, till he became exceeding great. And he had possessions of sheep and of herds, and a very great family. Wherefore the Philistines, envying him, stopped up at that time all the wells that the servants of his father Abraham had digged, filling them up with earth, insomuch that Abimelech himself said to Isaac, Depart from us, for thou art become much mightier than we. So he departed and came to the torrent of Gerara, to dwell there. And he digged again other wells, which the servants of his father Abraham had digged, and which, after his death, the Philistines had of old stopped up. And he called them by the same names by which his father before had called them. And they digged in the torrent, and found living water. But there also the herdsmen of Gerara strove against the herdsmen of Isaac, saying, It is our water. Wherefore he called the name of the well, on occasion of that which had happened, Calumny. And they digged also another, and for that they quarreled likewise. And he called the name of it, Enmity. Going forward from thence, he digged another well, for which they contended not. Therefore he called the name thereof, Latitude, saying, Now hath the Lord given us room, and made us to increase upon the earth. And he went up from that place to Beersheba, where the Lord appeared to him that same night, saying, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Do not fear, for I am with thee. I will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built there an altar, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent, and commanded his servants to dig a well, to which place went Abimelech, Anachizuf his friend, and Phicol chief captain of his soldiers, came from Gerara. Isaac said to them, Why are ye come to me, a man whom you hate, and have thrust out from you? And they answered, We saw that the Lord is with thee, and therefore we said, Let there be an oath between us, and let us make a covenant, that thou do us no harm, as we on our part have touched nothing of thine, nor have done anything to hurt thee, but with peace have sent thee away increased with the blessing of the Lord. And he made them a feast. And after they had eaten and drunk, arising in the morning, they swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away peaceably to their own home. And behold, the same day the servants of Isaac came, telling him of a well which they had digged, and saying, We have found water. Whereupon he called it Abundance, and the name of the city was called Beersheba, even to this day. And Esau, being 40 years old, married wives, Judith the daughter of Beeri the Hethite, and Basemath the daughter of Elon of the same place, and they both offended the mind of Isaac and Rebekah.